AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Florence Henderson had a long showbiz career, going from Broadway star to becoming one of TV's most beloved moms in the Brady Bunch.
Kind of pretty, is it?
It says here it's called a red-footed booby.
A red-footed booby?
Henderson has died of heart failure at 82. Her longtime manager, Kayla Pressman, says the death came as a shock.
I'm saddened, devastated. We're all in shock at the passing of Florence this evening due to heart failure.
Florence Henderson died Thursday night at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles after being hospitalized the day before. Iraqi hospital and police officials say the death toll from a car bombing south of Baghdad, claimed by the Islamic State group, has risen to 73, including about 40 Iranian pilgrims. The attack took place at a gas station on a major highway near the city of Hilla. IS has claimed the attack in a statement saying it was a suicide truck bomb. Black Friday sales will be getting underway, but some shoppers made it a Black Thursday, checking out the holiday sales on Thanksgiving Day. Retail expert Britt Beamer isn't sure how much profit those shoppers will bring in. His survey found
over 80% plan to only buy the early bird specials and go home. And half the people we spoke to were actually either college age or high school students who were sent out by their parents to get a particular item to come home.
Did you manage to steer clear of politics during your Thanksgiving dinner? Paula Fader in Royal Oak, Michigan, says she and her siblings did because they have different views than their father does.
Particularly this year, we were all very wary of the subject because we think he's gone a little bit far to the right, and all of us kids are pretty liberal, so it was definitely not something we brought up.
Many on social media said their post centered on gratitude. This is AP Radio News. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. James Taylor had an unusual Thanksgiving email message for his fans.
James Taylor says gratitude improves your attitude. He adds that giving thanks is the key to overcoming setbacks. He turns from looking inward to looking way out. He notes that life might exist on distant worlds and says we should dig living on our planet. Taylor is to perform next week at the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony outside the White House. Jamie Fryer, Washington.
Matt Prater kicked a 40-yard field goal as time expired after Darius Slay returned an interception 13 yards for a 13-16 win over the Vikings.
I'm getting a lot of credit for making a kick at the end, but you know, Slay made a big play at the end. Defense did a good job stopping him throughout the game. The offense moved the ball well to set up field goals earlier.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.